In the January in 2011, when I was in the seminary, my classmates and our priest to lead us went us to the Holy Land, both Israel and Jordan. And we actually got to see the Caesarea Philippi. And it was quite powerful to see because there was a huge rock. Not just a rock like in our yard or personally not in our hands, but a rock that was about 100 feet high and 500 feet wide. So as we walked in, it's just a majestic thing to see. While we were there, we had a guide, and so he was sharing different parts of the history of this rock. You should check it out on Google at some point to see it. Just look up the Caesarea Philippi rock. Now, on the bottom of this rock, there was a cave. And it actually is the beginning of a river, the Jordan River, actually. And in the Greek mythology, many of the Greeks actually worshipped in that cave for idols, pagans, and the reason why? Because they believed there was a god there named Pan. Pan, who had the keys between the netherworld or hell and the earth. And in that belief, in polytheism, with the Greeks at that point, believed there were many gods and goddesses. But those were not good things. There was absolute just atrocities. They would rape humans. They would use prostitution to worship these gods. And then these quote-unquote gods, they're, you know, Mount Olympus. That's where they would have their party, and if they wanted anything from us, they'd come down. If they left, well, they didn't care who we are, who we were. So that first level of this rock. And the second, that most Jewish people would not go to that rock. I mean, it's kind of like us Catholics going to really sinful things, wherever they are, not to go to really, really bad things. So the Jewish people that were faithful wouldn't go to that point because there were quote-unquote gods, brutal things, bad things. Then the third, the Romans took over this rock. Because they grew in their empire. They actually put a statue or an idol above this rock. And do you know what they called the emperor on that place? They called the emperor the Son of God. The Son of God. And the Romans worshipped their emperor. All right, now let's enter Jesus into Caesarea Philippi as he's walking there, really a long ways, like 20, 22 miles out of the distance of what they were doing for their group to preach the good news of Jesus. He was walking to this rock and he knew what was going on. He knew it was there. He knew there was worshiping idols, believing in a totally different belief of himself. And again, those brutal things with prostitutions and worshiping and really, really bad things again. So they're walking in and Jesus says, who do people say that the Son of Man is? Who am I? And the disciples are on the right track. They said, well, are you John the Baptist? Are you Jeremiah or Elijah or another prophet? On the track, they weren't looking into goddesses and whatnot. They knew this is a person that's very important in our belief, in our law with God. And then Peter just nails it. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter's answer was so deep that he said, the emperor here, that's not the Son of God. You, Jesus, you are the Son of God. And Jesus answered. One of the most important places in the Bible, especially the New Testament, for our belief as Catholics. Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Just like every other belief that was not of Jesus, on the flesh and blood of just us as humans, but my heavenly Father, God, was giving an image of Peter. And so I say to you, this is Jesus, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Peter's name in Greek is actually rock. Watching to the place with evilness, sinfulness, and that's Peter's name, is rock. Not only that, Jesus said, I'm not going to have my church on this rock, which is evil and wrong. I'm going to put it on this rock, Peter. And on my rock, that's where our church is. And the gates of netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Jesus going again, right again, the other gods and goddesses. No, they don't have keys to hell and heaven. They don't have keys between humanity and God. Here they are. They're for my church. They're for Peter, the first pope. These are my disciples. These are my apostles, our first worshipers of me when I gave my life. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That's why Jesus brought the disciples to the Caesarea Philippi. He wanted his church to be built on the rock, to stand there, to go face to face to evil, to fight and go against what is going at us. To know that it is God. The Son of God is Jesus Christ. And we are called to continue to follow Jesus, no matter what we have to face. To know that He has given us the church. It has lived for 2,000 years to grow throughout the whole world. To follow our Lord Jesus and have all the openings we have to follow our Catholic Church.